It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Welcome back to Race Wars. Lisa, it's good to have you. Lev, this your first time on?
Yes, sir. First and last.
You better believe that.
He came in hot. I really like it. I mean, yeah, first and last. All right. What else does he have going on that's so much better than coming back on here? Right now.
A lot of stuff going on. Right. He just came in with that that indictment and the Breonna Taylor situation in Louisville. And it's going to be mayhem on the streets right now because they only indicted first of all, nobody got charged for shooting her at all.
Really?
Did they just say what's up?
Apartment.
What did they do? Did they charge the guy who just shot into the apartment willy-nilly with no regard for human life or decency?
Yeah, he's the only one who got fired, by the way. He got fired back when it first happened. But yeah, he got charged with not shooting Breonna, but shooting in the apartment next door and putting next door people in danger.
Endangerment. Yeah. So not endangering her, just like endangering the building.
Yeah, she's dead, but the people, next door, you endangered.
Yeah, right.
Do you ever wonder if the Queen of England has the right idea? You know, she's the only person that has a gun.
In the whole country?
In the whole country.
No, that's not true.
I'm sure hunters have guns, but the cops aren't walking around
the street cops don't have guns, but the law enforcement in London, they do have guns, but the street cops, like the patrol dudes, don't have guns.
And it's not easy to get a gun. It's not like in California where you could just, you know, either drive to Nevada or get multiple permits if you have multiple floors to your house. Like, it's so easy. It's not that easy in New York, but yeah,
London is really hard to get a gun. That's why knifings are the thing over there.
Oh, yeah, that's so true because it's so funny. Whenever I go there, I'm like, when I check out, you know, when I go through customs, I'm like, man, I did this trip and I didn't get stabbed, you know, and I hear about this all the time. This is how everybody, and it's not usually one stab. It's usually like the guy who's, it's like a bar fight, right? And it turns into like, guy was stabbed 11 times. I'm like, man,
yeah,
put that thing in. Like, this isn't an episode of Power.
This is real
life right now. And you go in and out and in and out. Like, one and done, just walk away. I don't think he's jumping back up at you,
But they give you the worst choices in London. So you don't get shot, which, by the way, I would just rather get shot. You either get stabbed to death or you get your face disfigured, which also I'd rather die. Or you get a bath of acid. They brought that one, that little chestnut.
Yeah, that came back too. Listen, it just shows you that guns or no guns, a human violence will find a way.
It's very true. Everyone needs to start like smoking some sage, okay, and like cleansing their thoughts that they want to be violent to others, right?
Now, is that what you do? Do you use sage? Does that calm you down? Do you have sage all in the house?
I'd like to go ahead and just say that's not going to solve America's problems. I'm going to go ahead and take a chance here. I know you can't really correct a white woman anymore, but I don't think sage is going to do
it. There was a crime. How about this? Shouldn't everybody be smoking more weed?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a conservative. No, I'm just kidding. No, because I used to smoke a lot of pot, and then it took 2 years off of my life because I had a fucking panic attack after, and then I had to, like, learn anxiety. You know
that
what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You went on that sativa. You guys all need to know what you're smoking.
No, you know what it is?
You were on that sativa shit. Oh.
You know what, though? It doesn't matter if it's, like, sativa or what, because it's so strong now that I did. I fucked up, and I'm first to admit that I fucked it up. I smoked. First of all, I took this bong rip. Like a real, I don't know, it was like a special bong. Like
white.
Regular
it was an NYU bong.
It was special NYU bong. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I went to NYU.
It was handed down in her sorority. Go ahead, get back to your story.
You have to hit Becky.
Becky bong. 45%. It was 45%, which I don't even know what that means, because I feel like that means that there's like not enough plant there, but it was like a full plant, but it was 45% THC. And I took this bong hit and I panicked for 3 days.
You were like smoking that was just locked up in the chicken coop. And you know what? You should have realized the term. You gotta crawl before you walk. It's very important. Yeah. Like when I smoke with people, I'm like, just take one, see how you feel. And don't go back for more. You don't have to pass it around.
What I did, I think I hit it twice. I thought I hit myself. I'm so sorry.
That's not fun.
Smokey was smoking PCP, by the way, not weed. These kids are too high on weed. This boy having a panic attack over weed. When you had a panic attack when you were smoking or after?
No, no, no. Dude, here's dude. I smoked for years. I mean, I smoked from 16 to like 21, like consistently. I loved pot. Jesus. I used to hit bong, hit fucking Becky the bong. You know what I mean? Like I was going in at these fucking, but then what happened was I thought I was hitting a friend's joint and I actually smoked a spaceship and fucking, I legitimately, my anxiety levels were like, I thought I was going to go fucking schizophrenic for like a year, dude. I was just out of my mind. Like
for
I had
a year?
Dude, for a year. Like I literally, because I was just ramped up on such high anxiety. Like I was literally like, I got to learn how to like be in public again. Like that's how fucked up I was. So like when I have kids, I'm going to be like, listen, everybody's trying to tell you weed is fucking harmless. And for the most part, it is. But almost everybody I know who like works fucking hard as shit is like, yeah, dude, I can't smoke anymore. I hit a certain point and it just like broke me.
Yeah,
like,
that can happen too. I mean, that can happen. That's what happened with me and crack.
You look high now.
Well, crack is white people's weed, so.
You got me on that one.
So, Lisa, how are you staying busy? First of all, how are you staying busy during all this quarantine and stuff? Are you working? Not working?
I'm
what?
I'm working like crazy. I'm doing
I love your work.
16 to 18 hour days a week right now. I'm Wait, just crushing do, it. So I do fantasy sports radio for Sirius XM. So fantasy
I was
football.
Just joking. She's like one of the most famous people alive. Like,
I don't know if you did. You knew my other stuff, but here's what you guys got to understand. When this first happened, I can remember I was out to dinner with a friend of mine who was in town to go to MSG for, you know, the tournament that was going to happen. And I get the update on my phone that Rudy Gobert is positive. And I looked at my friend. I said, we got to get this check. We got to part ways. I'm going on lockdown. Like if a young, healthy NBA player can get this, then
he is Canadian though.
Been,
so
then
he is Canadian.
Been,
enough.
My friend was Canadian too, by the way. Anywho, so fast forward to me getting home and realizing, okay, I just left LA in December and moved permanently to New York City. I now don't have a car. I had a pool.
Wait, are you in New York?
Yeah.
You motherfucker, I did not know that. And I ain't seen you since. That's a
That's
shame.
That's why I asked you if you wanted to do the interview in person.
Yes.
So I decided.
Rod was like, "Oh, she's gonna fly in for me."
Yeah, she's hot. So nice. I decided to make this crazy quarantine list of like all the shit that's been nagging me for years that I haven't done, and let's see how long it takes me to get through it. You know what? I didn't get through that list till the beginning of July because I assumed this would be different by July, so I spaced it out. I locked myself in my closet and recorded the audio version of my book from 2015, The Life, which meant I had to learn how to soundproof my closet. I had to watch YouTube videos, learn how to use a mixer. I had to like, listen to it, hate it, re-listen to it, re-record it. That consumed a month. I went completely paperless and scanned in every paper I ever had in my life and put it on hard drive so I'd never have a piece of paper again. Like I did tedious shit, guys. And there was a fear time where we weren't going to have fantasy football. There was a time where we didn't have basketball. We didn't have baseball.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I have to go to the Premier League. I was watching Premier League, betting on that stuff.
I was betting on the weather at Bovada. Are you kidding me? I was betting on the weather. I was calling my friends and asking them to touch the ground temperature where they live so I could really make an accurate hedge here. So I just stayed super busy. It was scary when there was no sports, but that's when I decided to bring back my podcast, Lisa Ann Experience. Yeah. And I've just been like, get up every day, 6 days a week. Go to the gym. Now the gym is finally open to one person at a time in my building with hour appointments. It's amazing. I was working out in my apartment, which sucked. done. Get
any video of that? No video of that?
I did take video. I posted on social media. Are you kidding me?
There we go. Now we talking.
But see, I like to work out looking like shit. So you got to put makeup on and go shoot something for social media to work out. Ugh, it's disgusting. But anywho, I stayed busy. I'm grinding.
I can't believe you soundproofed your closet, turned it into a studio, and fucking shot your audio book in there. Jesus Christ.
And it was
Christ.
Hot as fuck in there. And to make you laugh, my bedroom closet leans up to the elevator in my building. So every once in a while, I'd hear the elevator, so I'd have to stop and re-record that and give my editor a note. Okay, I heard the elevator, so I know you heard the elevator. Let me start that again. This was my life. I was in there 10 hours a day for a month.
Now, why did you leave LA? Were you just tired of it? How long were you there, too, by the way?
I was in California for almost 30 years. I love the weather. I hate the traffic. Things were starting to change. I was debating if I could, you know, being closer to New York, being closer to the studios, being closer to everything that was before this year. Right. I network more here. There's more people here that I can interact with, right? LA is so, oh my God, I'd have to sit in 2 hours of traffic, go meet up with this person for a coffee. You're just not doing that. You end up being very isolated. Yeah. And also,
the shrinking circles, like how COVID shrank everybody's social circle, made people more distant and like made people's social circles social distance from each other. And in New York, it like shrank the circles closer together. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I see people, not during lockdown, but now, like I see people all the time. I have like a specific group of people, but I see them, you know what I mean?
Yep. And you're in New York.
Small circle, yeah.
So they're called parole officers.
Is everybody?
That's right. It's called a terror cell.
But LA, you know, the fires really got to me last year because there was one that I could see out my bedroom window that was coming over the hill. That just freaked me out, you know. And then 4th of July week, we had the biggest earthquake I'd ever been in there. And I was like, it was 43 seconds long. And I was like,
wait,
you know
this
what?
Year?
Bitch, last year.
Oh, last year.
I was like, I'm out. I gotta map this out. I can't take it. So stressful. Because you feel tremors for a week after, and you got a carry out bag with you in case you have to leave your place, and you're always like, and you know, you want to sleep with some makeup on and lashes just in case somebody has to rescue you and you don't look like shit, you know.
Right, but 30 years is a long time to be out somewhere.
Yeah.
Where are you
from
originally?
Pennsylvania.
There
so
we
close
go.
To here, so now I can go back and visit my friends from high school in Easton.
Where
so,
okay. Pennsylvania? Is that where is that even? Is that like East? A little bit nowhere?
So it is like right when you come over the bridge from New Jersey, like if you go through Phillipsburg, New Jersey, if you go that way, the first little city is Easton. And what's crazy is I rented a car and went back Easton. To see friends. There's now a dollar toll to enter my hometown. I was like, the come up, like look at us, the dollar to enter my city.
Meanwhile, there's all these people turning around.
They make a total of $7 a month.
$1 too much to get into Easton.
Are you all in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
I'm from Philly. I'm from just outside Philly, from Cheltenham.
I know where that is. Yeah. Cherry Hill Mall. It's like the best ever.
Yeah, Cherry Hill is awful.
And Lev, are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm in the East Village, but I'm moving in like a week. I'm going to Upper East Side.
Yeah, welcome. I'm on Upper East Side.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm going to be 40 blocks lower than you, but.
No, maybe. That's Midtown.
Now, where are you at? I'm going to 70.
In the 80s.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be up the block from you. Yeah. When I moved into my neighborhood.
That?
No, like when I moved here, it was like fucking nice and cool. You know what I mean? And now like every day there's like, I'll just hear like a woman's blood curling scream at like 3 a.m. And then I have to run out. Yeah.
It's like, true.
I have to run outside with like a fucking one flip flop on, like just to see if he needs help hitting her. You know what I mean? Like it's fucking, it's a
he
mess.
Always does. He always does.
She's a big woman.
They always choose the big ones.
No, like it's awful. Like I'll be walking through my fucking street and I'll just see like a drug dealer outside of Starbucks. And I'm like, let's pick one. Are we going to be a fucking good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just a fucking mess now. And I'm getting old. I'm 23. I need quiet. I need peace.
Yeah, you're so old now. Oh, 23. Oh, what an old man.
I've been
for a long time. 20 years.
Yeah. How is it? What am I in for?
It's great. There's a lot of girls up here. Get ready for that.
Dude, I'm actually moving to be around less women. Like, I want less distractions.
No, there's a lot of women up here, man. A lot of women on the east side. God damn it.
All right.
But it's great. The Q train is great. You know, it's good in the neighborhood. All the restaurants.
Yeah, great
still got
access
outdoor
to the park as well. You have great access to the park because I've been riding every day in Central Park. So since quarantine, every day.
Yeah,
I
go
to
the park and then I go to the West Side Bike Trail and go up to the George Washington Bridge with a little red red house, little red lighthouse.
Yes. There he is.
That's like a good.
Ann Coulter actually is in town and she rode with me the other day.
Who?
Ann Coulter. Mm-hmm. She's in town. You know she got a spot on Upper East too. Sneaky. She's got sneaky white money.
Yeah, yeah. No, I needed to like just fucking change shit up, man. I was like, I need to stop worrying about chicks. I gained like 100 pounds in quarantine. It's like I'm on my way down, dude. I just joined the fucking Equinox. I'm there like, you know.
I thought it was supposed to be the quarantine 15, not the quarantine 100.
Dude, I gained 100 pounds because there's a restaurant.
No, you didn't. Are you exaggerating, right?
I probably gained 30 to 40.
Wow.
So how skinny were you before? Just a dick on a stick? I mean, is that all you had going before?
Not much of a dick either. It was just balls on a fucking rod. But no, I used to be a piece of ass. Like, ask Sherrod. Like, he knows. I used to be hot.
He used to be a tasty piece. Tasty young piece.
I used to be hot.
That is the acceptable COVID curve, as I like to call it. Which is like, you start off, you're like, we're doing this. We're going to be working out. We're keeping it up. Then you're like, no, we're not. Yeah. Absolutely not. We're locked down. We're not doing this at all. I'm depressed. Where's my money? Can't do stand up. Everything sucks. And then you're like, this is going to be a whole year. So I'm getting right back on the horse. You're going to drop all the weight. You're going to be skinny as shit. You're going to be all balls.
Yeah. That guy's got sweet balls.
You got, yeah. But no, you know, it's easy to gain weight when you're not moving around. You forget how much your body just moved, just going to, you know, the subway or anything. Going
yeah,
to the
man.
Store.
And that's why I fucking hate this neighborhood, because like when I need to go do a spot, like I just walk to the fucking stand. I'm like 5 minutes away. Like there's no movement. I'm just on my fucking couch all day. You know what I mean? I'm just like jerking off. But now I'm like, okay, I miss being on the train. I miss seeing people. I miss fucking watching life happen, you know what I mean, and actually being off my ass. So I'm at the gym like 5 days a week now, just fucking putting it in, you know, just trying to
get back to your motherfucking fighting weight.
Yeah, I want to fucking, you know, I want to look like I produce healthy cum again for the first time. Like I'm just
now it's all just fucking yeah. yogurt.
No, I got told my cum tastes like smoked salmon the other day, so I'm like, I'm just looking to make some changes.
Who was he?
You don't know, friend at Equinox.
You'll meet a lot of guys there, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. No, you know what's interesting? I was in the I was going to take a shower the other day, the men's locker room, right? And yeah. I asked a guy who's working there. He's like cleaning the floors. He's like down on his knees, and I'm like, hey, you know, first I'm hiding my erection, but I'm like, hey, do you know where the plastic bags are? And he's like, oh, you're gonna have to go to the front desk to get one of those. And I realized, this guy in the men's locker room, like cleaning the showers, is a gay guy.
Yeah.
And like, I don't give a shit because like, I'm a man. Like, you know what I mean? What are you gonna, you know, who cares? Yeah. But I was like, but that is interesting. Like they wouldn't
it turns out he didn't even work there.
He just had some of the merch.
I knew it was an issue in California because my guy friends would text me photos of the signs from inside the gyms out by the showers and the steam rooms that said things like, this is not a sexual meetup.
Yeah.
So I realized, like, and I would ask my guy friends what it was like in the steam room. They're like, hella creepy. So yeah, we're ready for it, right? So
signs up when it is 100% a sexual meetup. You never put those signs on.
No
meetup.
No, that to me was like, you're laying it down. It's happening. It's got to be happening if they're starting the conversation like that.
Yeah. Sometimes the signs won't help because, like, sometimes at a prom on a girl's bathroom, you got to say, "This is not a delivery room."
No, I was blowing a guy. I was blowing a guy yesterday, and he's like, "Didn't you read the sign?" I'm like, "Oh, not yet, you know." But no, but what's interesting to me is like, they wouldn't put a straight guy cleaning the fucking women's locker room. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's like it's not that the gender should matter. It's almost like the sexual orientation should matter. Like I wouldn't care if a lesbian was cleaning the men's locker room because I mean, like, she's not a try. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? She might have a bigger clit than me, but it's like, you know, I just found it fucking peculiar. That's all I'm saying. I'm about to get canceled for this, but fuck it.
But I understand.
We're all going to get canceled for something eventually.
No, Blink, that's an Equinox problem because Blink does not fucking care. Blink does not care. They tell you to just either deal with it or you can exit. You may exit.
No, they're like, you're like, there's a creep cleaning the bathroom. They're like, someone's cleaning the bathroom?
That's
You're complaining?
Here's the trade-off with Blink. It's really clean. You don't get to choose who cleans. It's just gonna happen with whoever is.
Wait, so you see dudes coming in and cleaning in the women's locker room?
Sure. They're just like, hey, knock, knock. You can either cover up or get out, whatever you want.
Oh, really? Right. Yeah, that's sometimes you got to do like that. Yeah.
It's Juan's job. He's not going to not do his job.
Yeah. I could tell, though, this gay guy is not interested in me at all. I mean, I'm by far.
You lost it, man. You lost what you had.
Yeah, no, I'm the worst. There's not a human that looks like me at Equinox. Like, they look at me, they're like, what are you here to fix? I'm like, my body. They're like, oh, I thought you were going to say the pipes. Like, fucking, every person there is jacked and you know what I mean? They're all just outside, there's just all these rich fucking people. Like, their leather jackets could, like, buy everything I have. Like, they just have so much money. And I'm just, like, fucking waddling by. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of you guys. Like, fucking.
Where's this Equinox? What Equinox is this?
The one I go to is down at Soho on Bond Street.
Yeah, that's money down there.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. I mean, I could go to all of them. I paid the extra $17.
It's worth it. The Hudson Yards is really a nice location. It's nice to go to all locations. And also, it's great to go to them when you travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the last time you've been traveling? Everybody's banned. We can't go nowhere.
I am finally traveling. So my first trip is next weekend. It's every year I do a walk in Huntington Beach, a walk to end Alzheimer's. And they planned it and said, you know, it's outside. We're going to be doing a little bit different social distancing, but we scheduled it like in January. And then they said, well, we might push it. I've kept this in my schedule. Like, okay, if this is my first time out of my house on a plane, this is going to be amazing. So I'm going to go, I'm going to visit a bunch of friends in California. And then in November, I'm going to Istanbul to shoot a series of commercials. And I'm really excited. I've never been to Turkey.
Wait, you're going to Istanbul to shoot a series of commercials? What kind of commercials are you shooting in Istanbul?
It's top secret as of yet, but it's a safe sex campaign. It's something that I'm working on a lot. I got to speak last year at the Oxford Union, and I'm trying to present, you know, the conversation out there. And in other countries where they haven't really educated as well as we have, they're seeing a big uptick in teen pregnancy and STDs. So I'm a great messenger from the message because, you know, if it's, you know, it's just a great demographic for me.
Do you have to wear the head thing? Is it a head thing country?
No.
Not a head thing country. That was the most NYU question I've ever heard in my life. Not a head thing country. No,
you would think that it'll be less pregnancies in Istanbul since the guys wear all those tight jeans all the fucking time.
All of your the guys wear those
ball compressors.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, the reason I asked if you were all in New York is because, you know, we can get tests free here now. So once a week, I've got the test being shipped to my place. I do my self-test. I ship it back. I get my results in 72 hours. COVID.
The COVID.
Oh, I already had that shit. That's some old shit. I'm ready for the next Chinese virus.
You ready?
Good. You going to get a number three with rice? Yeah.
With rice. No, I had it like in March. I think I know the guy who gave it to me. He was this fucking dude at the comedy club, like, you know, just a fan who flew out with his family from Minnesota. They all had like fucking yellow fever. That's not a slang for COVID, by the way. Talk about different illness.
That's where it came from, right? Yellow country. Well, right.
Yeah. So you hooked up with the guy and you think he gave it to you?
Yeah, somebody you hooked up with.
Yeah, he's like, I just killed somebody. I'm a cop.
And his family, like, you hooked up with them too?
Well, he gave him a baby.
Yeah. No, he was just like, I got to shake your hand. You know what I mean? And I was like, do you? But, you know, it's like after a show, you want to be like nice.
Was he sick? Was he symptomatic?
Dude, he had to. I mean, listen, like, it doesn't even matter. Symptomatic doesn't even fucking matter. All I know is the next day I showed up and I was like dead. You know what I mean?
Really?
And I was like, guys,
he did you a favor. So you got the antibodies.
Yeah. I mean, my feet are purple, but other than that, like, I'm happy I have, I got the resistance. I've been sleeping upside down and shit.
By the way, you can get it again within 90 days. They've now proven that it's the antibodies. Yeah, people are getting it for their second time. So don't even feel so.
I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
Found one person who had ever gotten it twice. I thought did something. No.
Now there's multiple.
Yeah,
there's
more. Yeah, it's definitely more people tested.
Because more people are testing. Right. You know. Yeah. That's what we get.
No. That's good. That's good.
I mean, I think it's going to be clearly a year. We're not getting on stage inside in New York this year. No. 2020 is not a year for
picture this. Picture me, okay? You guys, I go to like these trade shows. That's where we make our loot. It's like a porno garage sale, like Exotica, AVN, what have you. Every guy already is like sweaty, and like when they put their hand on you for the photo, you feel it. Even if you have a long sleeve shirt on, you feel it. And so these companies that run these events, like, are you planning on ever, you know, doing these events? I'm like, is there any way you could build me a really cool, like, plastic box? Like,
that's what you need.
Right?
You know who did that? Yeah, governors did that in the indoor stage. They put a plastic thing all around the whole stage, like you in a fish tank.
What about, like, a nude hazmat?
Yeah, what about a nude suit, but it's fully suited head to toe?
What about maybe that's run its course and I should stay away from the porno garage sale?
You know what I mean?
Who can resist?
I did it for 30 years. Like, you know what? There's this lingering thing. I think this is a good time. Just be like, stay grinding on other shit.
Which one's the big one? In Vegas?
Actually, Exoticas are bigger. The biggest one is here in New Jersey, in Edison, New Jersey. I mean, dudes fly. Like, the hotels in that whole area, which there's nothing out there but hotels, like, sell out, like, the weekend they announce it. Like, dudes come on vacation. They all got their little bank envelope, you know, those old school envelopes with a gummy top filled with cash.
Oh, really?
They're gonna buy all their DVDs and stuff, you know?
Wait, so what are these guys going for? They're buying DVDs? That's like what they're...
Photos of us together as well. Yeah. Most of them want a photo. They want a photo on their phone. That's everything. So photos, yeah, 20 bucks.
This is so interesting. To not do whatever you don't feel like doing. COVID is... The best, what makes it bad is what makes it great. Like all the stuff you can't do, you also do not have to do.
I know, at all. Yeah, I know. My timing was good because I'm not, you know, I'm at that point where I was already doing other things. But, you know, it's also like I love masks. And so you all will be realizing that in 10 years, I'm still going to wear one because I can talk to strangers now and nobody fucking asks me for a photo. Nobody knows who I am. I got the big boy going, some glasses. Yeah. Like I'm a human again.
I take it once. I like
to do
completely and just do the sunglasses, mask, headphones. Yep. Nobody says anything to you. Nobody tells you to smile.
Yeah.
Nothing. They don't know what, I mean, this is my moneymaker. I don't know if you guys knew. Nobody says shit to me anymore.
Amazing. It's such a great feeling.
That's when I still walk up to women and say, smile, girl, what's wrong with you?
No, just wait till Lisa Ann gets recognized by her eyes. That's going to be the fucking fan to watch.
Dude, I got glasses on, dark glasses. And let me tell you something, New York City, as a woman, you're not walking the streets at night anymore unless you have a death wish. Are you kidding me? I was getting ready to do a morning show, looking out my window, see some guy get shot. I heard a scuffle out there. Next thing you know, I hear the bullets. I'm like,
wait, was your block? My apologies. I know that was your block.
And then I'm on a 3-hour live radio show with sirens outside my window for the entire time. Like, can you just do this faster and like investigate this and move on? Because like, it's fucking up my work.
Oh, murder.
It's hearing sirens is my work.
You remember COVID, like COVID, like lockdown COVID, when you just like did not go out past, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock, because it was weird and there was nobody there. And I didn't realize how much you totally just depend on. So there's this ratio. There's like
community.
There's a golden ratio of strange men that you don't know wandering the street. It's like below a certain threshold, it's not safe. And above a certain threshold, it's not safe. But you need a certain amount of men that you have no relation to keep you safe. And when they're not there or there's too many of them, you can't go out.
No, that'd be the one guy.
At that time, you could hear your footsteps when you went out. It was so creepy, right? You were like, this is...
I'll take like night walks through Central Park at fucking 2:30 in the morning. But I realized that a woman could never do that.
No, never.
Even a white dude wouldn't do that. The only thing I fear at that time in the park is the cops. Like if the cops fuck with me, I don't fear like a mugger. I'll fuck a mugger up.
Yeah, but I don't know if they got like a fucking knife now and every like, you know, they're handing out guns in New York City now. That's what I'm reading on the news. It's like fucking.
What do you mean handing out guns?
I see guns every day walking around now. You'll see guys just gun hanging out the back of their jeans, like, because they're not stopping. They can't stop and frisk. They can't. The July 1st law.
Where do you live? In the movie Juice?
No, I'm in Midtown, and they're everywhere. I see guns every day now.
Yeah, Midtown is the worst part of New York right now, as far as the fucking city.
What is?
Midtown.
Midtown is fine.
Sherrod, you don't understand the white nightmare I live in. You don't know how much fear is in this brain. You know,
easy for you to say.
You're like, I'm in the park 2:30 in the morning. Like, yeah, that's how you make money. For me, that's fucking terrifying.
That's what I got to do stand up these days.
Like, all rich NYU assholes or poor NYU gutter punks. It's all the extremes of whiteness in the East Village.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The East Village always been a little sketch, but you know, you're supposed to be an artist over there just getting off of heroin. You're not supposed to be minding all that shit.
Yeah. No, I love the artist that's getting off of heroin now. It's like paying $2,600 in rent. He's like, you know, I have a problem. But now there's like people are like fucking sleeping on my stupid shit. It's the worst. And I was talking to
turning into your dad, nigga.
No, I know, but I was talking to actually Ari Shaffir about this. I was like, I feel like a piece of shit because I'm like, I want this fucking guy off my stoop. But at the same time, you like feel bad. You know what I mean? Because you're like, he's going through a hard time. But what he said, he was like, yeah, but also if he was like a Wall Street banker, like you wouldn't want him sitting on your stoop all day either. I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking great point. Like, I don't want to be stepping over some guy to fucking get home, or like I invite a girl over and she feels like unsafe coming down the block. You know what I mean?
Because she knows you can't protect her. Is that why?
No, I told my fucking, first of all, I'm 6'2", Lisa Ann. I resent that a lot. But I told
her. So good for you, because you can carry that extra 100 pounds really well at 6'2". Good for you.
Yeah, that's right. You just throw on a triple XLT and you just fucking stay quiet, and that's the game.
And enjoy an episode of The Boys.
Yeah. No, I'm not that white, but it's my roommate's got that on all fucking day. Dude, I'm so excited to live alone. You have no fucking idea. Holy hell. I mean, just the
boom. Who's on the step that I don't understand? So is a man on your step every day? Like
homeless guy?
He's not. Here's the thing. He's like homeless, but not homeless. You know what I mean? Like, So like I'll see him, like he'll be out there and he's always like looks like put together and shit. He's got a different outfit on every day.
So he's got a home, but he's got no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I got a good signal over here. I got Spectrum. So
maybe that's why he's on your step. He's just trying to watch Netflix.
No, I also play guitar. I think he might just be into the blues, you know what I mean? Like no, but he's out there all the fun. But also like occasionally I'll just hear like one of his friends pull up and be like, come on, Alex, you got to stop doing this, man. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a bad PG movie. It's like right. Being shot so outside my house.
It sounds like he lives in the neighborhood somewhere and that he just hangs out on steps.
Yeah, or he got kicked out of his house or some shit, or he's like, but the other day they were outside, like my window was open. I felt like smoke coming into my apartment.
Yeah.
And like outside, I just hear them talking about K2. And I'm like, you are not blowing fucking K2 into my apartment, dude. I called a senator. I was like fucking, I was in full white mode. I was like, no, absolutely not. And I'm Russian Jewish. Like I, you know, I'm kind of old school. I wanted to go out and handle it myself. But then I'm like, I could hear like three guys. You know what I mean? And right. So, you know, I don't
have nothing to do.
You don't want that ass whooping.
Wait yeah. For you to say something. That's like someone with a night address, but no day address, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's got a lot of time on his hands to deal with you.
So yeah, how about you close your window too? If you don't want K2 smoke in it, it's New York, man.
Dude,
I decided that when it was at that creepy level where there weren't enough people out to feel safe, you know, you were just mentioning. So what I decided to do was I have a normal run of errands about 5 blocks, right? That's as far as I have to go to the post office, do all my little shit. So I decided to befriend the guy on the stoop at each kind of quadrant, right? Bring them food, not give them money, but just bring them food, bottled water over the summer, get to know their names, the long distance conversation, you know, social distancing. And one day I was talking to one of my dudes who I assumed, and I was right, his wife doesn't let him smoke cigarettes in the house. So he goes out of the apartment, he sits down on a step, like in a window sill, and smokes all day, right? 2 packs of Newports in his pocket, whatever. But he's not homeless, but he doesn't look great. You could assume he's homeless, right?
Right. A little and mascara wouldn't kill him.
And it was just those guys that I was seeing. So I was like, okay, they'll kind of look out for me if I befriend them a bit. But then one day I'm chopping it up with my dude, and I look over, and my masturbator is back. There's like, you know, certain guys in the city that just masturbate outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was your block. That was your block?
Yeah. Doesn't bother me, but you know, I looked at my dude and I was like, yo, you know what, things are getting back to normal, like
finally. We called them lefties.
Kind of made me kind of shine inside. I was like, if we can get more of this, then New York will be right where we need it to be.
I think I've only seen one cock in my whole like 5 years here, and
oh my god, I see guys masturbating all the time in this
really
city. Maybe it's you then, Lisa. Maybe it's something with you that you you causing all this masturbating.
No, yeah, she leaves the city, like masturbating
goes to 0%.
It's so likable. Honestly, it's like being likable as a girl is like you have to be, because if you're even just neutral, people think you're a cunt, but it also just encourages people to masturbate in front of you constantly.
Yeah.
You're nice and have a smile and stuff.
Of course. You know, like when I first started chopping it up with the dudes on my walk, one of them got up one day to give me a hug and I was like, whoa, first of all, COVID. Yeah.
COVID,
second of all, we're never hugging. Like, where did this? But he's like, you say hi to me every day. I'm like, AIDS.
Yeah.
Keep it there.
Yeah. Don't take liberties.
Yeah.
Hugging.
No, yeah, that's just over. That's done. I mean, like,
that is absolutely over. And you'll never ever need an excuse for the rest of your life. No one.
What's really sad is that thumb wrestling is over. Remember, thumb wrestling used to be the shit?
There's always the pervert's way in.
At the pervert's way in. Thumb wrestling, going to wrestling.
I'm learning so much right now.
Did you guys ever go out in the full gear? Like when we were fully locked down, and it was kind of funny to me, but I also just really thought I was in danger. I would go out with I'd tie up my hair. I'd have the full mask, gloves on. I'd have sanitizer. I'd have a change of gloves. Or
phone in hand, already calling 911.
Yeah, you're like a cleaner in a mob movie.
Carpet to roll someone up in.
And did you feel like when you got home from like going to the store or anything that you did all geared up like that, you immediately had to take your clothes off, put them in the washing machine, and then shower?
Take the clothes off, put them in the washing machine, not the hamper.
No, washing machine immediately. Yeah.
Wash your hair. That was the most annoying point. The constant washing of my hair. I was like, is this my life, just being weirdly clean?
Yeah.
You don't bother to reapply your makeup because like, why? Oh, it was one of the most, but it was one of the plainest times of my life. Lisa.
And guess what? We're coming back with that second wave, so it's going to be more of that.
So, do you really think that it's going to be a second wave?
I think so.
Be kind of like this. People are going to be freaked out. There's no vaccine, so better to err and be cautious. And kids are going to school and stuff. And then they're going to reopen a little bit. But people aren't really going to be out like that. And I don't know.
That's us. But it's that's how we feel. Oh. But like, I know people that are in the complete opposite. They're just angry. Yeah. They can't do all their shit. They're not even thinking about the bigger picture. They're just angry. They can't go to a concert. They're like, if there was a, like, look, Sturges happened. You know, all these big events that are happening where there's hundreds of thousands of people getting together. I'm watching the second wave right now in Europe because, of course, it was a question. You know, Turkey did open the border to the U.S. 2 months ago, but we weren't sure if this trip was going to happen, how they're second. They're not really experiencing that much of a second wave. But Karen, they're also in your mindset. They kind of got out of the routine of doing things. So they're fine not going out and cooking their food at home and just socializing with walks. They're not missing it. We're Americans. Yeah. We're the most entitled, obnoxious, awful society of anything on the globe. I mean, Australia has such strict conditions and you don't hear them popping off on social media complaining they can't go to a concert.
It's because they're all cucks. Okay. Let me tell you something about these Australian cucks.
They are going to concerts. You have a they're out right now at concerts. They don't give a fuck. At least for us, winter's coming. So, like, even though they're like, second wave's going to be a winter thing, I think people are going to voluntarily lock down because it's cold. And
it's
they
cold. Sure.
Yo, you are retarded, bro. No chance. Yo, like, here's what's going to happen. If they do another lockdown, people will riot in the
street. I agree. I agree, like, with you on that.
Nobody's going to be like, I'm just okay. Like, white women will stop protesting for once. If they do a second lockdown, that's when white men will start protesting. That's when you're going to really see cars.
Keep your eye on the Midwest right now because all those states in the middle are peaking right now. 50% all those states in the middle are peaking, so they
definitely. That's the best part. That's the best part of the sex. What do you want?
So I'm ready because I'm upgrading my life and moving into a spot that has its own really nice patio, so that when, by the time we have our second, I just want my own patio.
You know what I mean? That is the exact way. I have my spot right now, which I didn't know. Obviously, I didn't know it was a pandemic, but I'm so fucking smart. I mean, I don't know if I mentioned I went to NYU, but I have a backyard. I have a washer dryer.
So you're fine.
Wait, where do you live?
You get fresh air. You get fresh air, baby. You on your own. You're not sharing it with anyone. What?
No, I am.
It sounds fine, but you know what she don't?
I am sharing, and
she has no love in there.
My roommate.
She's still out going on dates. Jesus, she's still going on dates, bringing COVID home.
Yo, listen, I got rapid tests like they were using in the NBA, and I ain't messing with anybody unless they take a rapid test in my lobby, yo. Even I had to get my washing machine fixed. I made the guy take a rapid test in the lobby.
How did everybody just skip over what Sherrod just said? Karen's like, I have a washer, dryer, I have space, I have a patio, I played ahead, and Sherrod's like, yeah, but you're lonely, bitch. That was like everybody just shot over that. Like, he just goes, yeah, but you're heartless. Nobody loves you. And at the end of the night, that's what you got to go to sleep knowing. And everybody's like, what?
It's okay. It's just a phase. And
no, because she's still dating. She's still on here dating. Everything is sterile at a house, but she's still, I still see in the street with some dude from Holland.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. Like, listen, she's got
to
fucking.
Are you testing these guys? You should send in a rapid test.
Anymore. Listen, I went on a couple dates because I had a broken heart and I really just was upset. But
I'm sorry.
It doesn't. Thank you. But you
Karen,
know,
Karen, you should be going on dates. Like, who cares?
It wasn't the time. And
not in March. You should have been doing.
I tell you something. Okay, fair enough. Who showed up to a date wearing shorts, I was like, this is God's way of telling me now is not the time to be going on dates. Shorts. I don't care. Can I just get this message out there that you should never, ever show up to a date in shorts? What do you think?
What if you're on a yacht?
What I do in that very situation, which happened to me a lot, of course, in California, guys show up in flip-flops for a date. You know what I do? I just tell them I'm going to the bathroom and I leave.
Wow.
I have walked out on more dates than I've stayed on. No. I'm not giving you my time. Buddy.
All right, but how about
could
the few of us?
Put on a pair of jeans? You going to put on a pair of jeans?
All right, but can I just say, I no longer fit in a pair of pants. So, I was doing stand up in booty shorts because that was all I had left. Like, what do you want from me?
You can buy some Adidas warm ups and let them be baggy later on down the road. You pull that off. That's a look. Know. You know what I mean? For the bigger guys.
I'm at two restaurants a day spending Trump bucks, and you want me to fucking fit in pants with edges? It's just not going to happen.
He's on strictly elastic waist.
Yeah, my pants have no borders.
get dressed and make an effort. And I'm hoping that when we're all able to go back out and about again, I know we're going to be excited. I look at my clothes in my closet every day, and my shoes and my purses, and I talk to them like, we're going to do shit again. I promise you. Like, this isn't going to be your life. You know what
we're
I mean?
We're going to make you great again.
And, you know, but you have to get the same from the guy. The guy has to put that little bit of effort. You listen. It you don't need to like full on Jacquard, but a little bit of cologne is nice as well.
Yeah, you gotta put a little sun in your swag. You gotta have sun with you.
A little bit of that.
When you talk about a guy putting on a pair of pants, it is absolutely the least. Girls do the most. I'm not asking you to do your hair. I'm not telling you to put anything on your skin. Do whatever you want. If you took a shower yesterday, that's probably okay. But pants? You can't even do pants? It's the least. Can we
leave? I agree.
I'm gonna be taking a walk anyway.
I do everything except the pants. I show up smelling nice, looking good. I showered within the hour. But here's the thing. But I don't
plus, we living in a Zoom world. Nobody's wearing pants anymore.
Listen, I wore jeans every day, 6 days a week during quarantine, so I wouldn't put on weight. That was one of the things on my quarantine list. I'm like, bitch, you better put on your jeans every day to make sure. Now, also, mind you, I've clocked over 1,000 miles on city bikes since March 21st when I signed up for my account.
Yeah, I'm romping everywhere. So.
Boom. You know what I mean? I'm getting
it in. That was the opposite. I threw my jeans away day one. I was like, before I even gained weight, I was like, mm-mm.
No more of these leg prisons.
Luckily, moving sounds like it's going to be really easy for you. You're just going to have booty shorts and yourself.
Just have three t-shirts and a camera.
Okay, so you're not dating right now?
I am not going on new dates right now.
Are you Zoom, like FaceTiming with anybody? Like, I wonder how this is working.
Are you back with Britain?
If anybody knew, I don't want to talk about it, but I, fucking business. This is my personal business. But I will say that time for strangers has passed and I'm entertaining no strangers. Here's what I'm doing. I am, well, it's actually nobody's business, but I am tightening my existing circle, okay? And making sure the people I love know that I love them, because you never know what's gonna, if there's gonna be a new plague or if someone's gonna get hit by a bus or whatever. I've seen this death and destruction, and now's the time to focus on the people who are your ride or dies and no new friends. Hashtag no new friends.
I think you should do the exact opposite. I don't know, because I think you spend too much time on exes and men past. And trying to make that shit happen again.
No, because when you build that circle nice and tight like you're doing, you're going to meet somebody in the right situation through people that you already trust down the road organically. Like, it's just going to happen once you start getting together with your circle. Maybe there's one or two, you know.
All right. And you know what? This is God's way of telling us that it's, I mean, God told me really loud and clear, and I heard him, that it's not the time to go on dates at this juncture. It's just everybody was annoying also. Everybody showed up in shorts. There was a flip-flop incident that I didn't get into.
White boys.
A fucking mess. Yes, that's who I date.
White boys.
Just screen these guys better. Just fucking go on two dates a week, but it's screen them selective. Do a FaceTime call beforehand.
It steals your soul.
It steals your soul. Quarantine got me so busy also. Like you, Lisa, and like I took on so much shit just because, like, what else am I going to do? I'm going to like pivot my life to be great.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the fucking time. Like, my time is so much more expensive now. An hour of my time to go meet you or FaceTime with you costs me more than it ever has. So I'm not doing it. You're probably not worth it.
But do you want to be in a relationship?
I want to, you know what? First and foremost, I want to get the shit that I'm doing I want it to be great. And the relationship is secondary to that, because people come and go and whatever. And honestly, what am I going to just say my business on air? Fine. There's someone that I love like a lot, and I just don't have room in my heart for other people. And I'm more than that. Don't have room in my heart to like put in effort for more than me and like two other people. I just don't. I don't give a fuck about some stranger's day. I don't give a shit what you ate yesterday. I don't care what you want to do. I don't need you buying me a drink. I don't need anything from you. Like, nothing.
All right,
it's a perfect mindset.
I just got yelled at.
It's a perfect mindset to be in a scenario where we are wondering what's going to happen with this next wave. I mean, the human element has changed so much. Like, I schedule phone calls with all of my friends now where we make an hour or two, whether it's FaceTime, whether it's phone, whatever. We're not just texting because we're so busy. We're actually making time that we're being very careful.
Engaging.
With. And just being very, and it's just grown us closer, this communication. And it's also made me tighten up that circle, right? And you just bring new people. It's just not the time. And it is the time to focus on growth. Because look, when we're out and about again, the right things are going to happen. The magic's going to happen, because we're going to feel very content with what we accomplished and how we made it through this. And we're not being negative about it. You know, the sex thing is interesting because you know, of course I have an OnlyFans. I mean, you'd be shocked if I didn't, right?
Right.
But I don't put anything new on my OnlyFans other than like maybe a message saying hi, what have you. But I recycle all of my content that I've owned. So I have about 25 years of content that I own myself. And every day there's a photo set and a scene that goes up. So like every day at some point I'm slinging porn to the internet and I write little blurbs, right? And I tell a little story about that day. Like, yeah. So there's like an entry every 15 minutes from 8 a.m. to 5 with photos, like three photos, eight, 15. So every day they get this like moment happening and then the scene drops. I look back at all that and I'm like, I'm fucking good, man. I had sex with so many randos. Like, wow, I'd really like the next person to be quality. There's times I text friends of mine in the business with like a photo. I'm like, I can't believe I worked with this dude. Like, I wouldn't speak to him if he was the last person at a bar and I needed a fucking ride. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would walk 20 miles first. Like, so there's that.
You know what? I have one new person in my life, one new person, and it's so healthy and good, and that is my therapist.
Thank you.
Life-changing. I feel like, isn't this so corny to say? Like, I feel like this is like the year of personal growth because what choice do you have?
I always say you got to clean out your emotional house.
You do, yeah. And it's been like absolutely, I love her so, so much. She's the first therapist I've had that like I love. Like I'll say something and I can tell she just gets me and like accepts me for who I am in my soul. Like it's been the healthiest relationship of my entire life, quarantine.
And you're doing this by Zoom, right?
Yeah, of course.
Which I think is great. I think we're all more comfortable in our homes, right? And I know there's a time where like I've helped girls in the industry connect with someone and their part of their anxiety was going to an office and potentially feeling judged. I'm like, listen, you could do all of this from home. And this is before we were forced to do it. Some therapists were realizing this is a really productive way to have somebody in their comfort zone. And you're less thinking about it. You're less planning. You have to take a train or are you driving? Like there's so much less that goes into it that you have less anxiety. Yeah. So, you know, I consider it like a mental massage, right? It helps you cleanse your thoughts and work through them and have those conversations that can help you later on really calm your thoughts, really understand your thoughts, and really just hone in on how you can be your best self.
Well, those
like who knew that, you know, the way they communicate in prison during visitation is the way would help Karen find her inner self peace.
Or like those thoughts have
thinking no of trying control, prison.
Right? It's like those thoughts just bubble up and before you could do stand up and you could talk to friends and you could smoke a joint outside the club and you could do whatever, but now there's nowhere for them to go but bubble back inside.
Yeah.
You know, you have to like excavate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why depression's up right now. You know, everybody, you know, needs some type of outlet to get these feelings because everybody's feeling a little bit anxiety because we've never been through this kind of thing before. So, you know, everybody,
and you know, right now. If you allow the news to feed you the chaos, you're even worse. And so I have to talk to some of my friends because they're like maybe reposting something on Facebook or getting into something. And I say to them, like, you need to step away. You know, consume information at a daily. No, it's just friends that are just like obsessing over how this is all
lives matter.
They're,
friends.
No, they're still going back to like
friends.
To mask or not mask and what they were telling us before and what we know now, just complaining about how this went down. There's no perfect way for this to go down, but like this is when you should just say I'm gonna listen to music for a couple of hours and just, or I've sat outside and read books for so many hours without feeling pressure of like, oh, people need to reach me for something. It's just felt more relaxed.
Yeah. So when you're off the grid. In the closet 16 hours a day,
when that was only a month time. We've been doing this life for 7 months now, okay? Yes. We've been doing this life for seven, if you can believe that it's almost October and that this shit started in March and we've been sitting in our place touching our shit and cooking all of our meals for all that time.
Yeah, I've been out in the lake for fucking jet skiing for most of it, but
good for you.
Yeah, but it's been rough. It's still been rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, this jet skiing sucks.
It sucks. It's so 2 years ago. I feel empty inside.
Do you guys all cook or have you been ordering takeout?
I learned
a little bit of both. Well, a lot of cooking early on. At the beginning, I was doing a whole bunch of cooking.
Okay.
But now I'm like, you know, the restaurants are back open. You want to help support them too, you know. You don't want to.
That's what I call it.
I want to support Seamless.
Selfless.
You know, I want to support the restaurant, but since I've been bike riding more, I don't love the dudes that deliver the food. Like, they look like if they didn't have a bike, I'd think they were a homeless person trying to rob me.
Well, a lot of them are. A lot of them live and sleep on that bike.
Oh.
Like, no, I like almost a half of delivery guys I get. You know what I mean? It's like, They look like they came fresh from a murder.
Yeah.
they're in tatters and shit. And I'm like,
you have to bring me my hot wings.
Mom. Yeah. They have the blood of another seamless driver on their fucking shirt.
I got this, Brad. I got this one.
I was like, are you okay? He's like, I just had to fight for an order. It happens every time. It's just, like, it's a dude, this city is, it's over. Like, we know it's over.
No,
like,
it's not over.
What are you talking about?
It's not going anywhere, but it's over. Like, it's done.
You're moving because there's so many people that you can't.
I've seen so much worse.
Moving to another neighborhood because it's not.
But that's why a New Yorkers, like motherfuckers was born and raised here, like myself. We laugh at the new motherfuckers going like jumping ship already. It's like you ain't seen the worst of New York.
This yeah, but you've been on a jet ski on Lake Tahoe for the last 6 months, and you're like, New York's fine.
But listen, people that left, okay, I get it. Maybe you have kids, dogs, you didn't want to be in an apartment. I get all of that. Right. You want your space. But the people that left, good riddance. As soon as my shit opened up, like once my nail salon opened back up, I was like, New York is back. I go, I have a standing appointment every Monday, Manny or Petty. Like I switched up. I'm giving all my people business. I'm only paying in cash. Yeah. Yeah. No credit card because you don't want any business to have to wait for their 2 weeks to get paid from the credit card processing company. Like right. I'm going out of my way those ways. Take care of the people who I did business with before and make sure they get cash from me.
I'm not using
don't go publicly
cards,
telling people you carry
either.
A bunch
I'm using
of cash.
A barter system. I'm bartering like pineapples and stuff like that for goods.
Yo, nobody has to worry about me carrying cash because I'll fucking kill somebody. I've got all kinds of weapons on me when I'm walking around these streets. You think I'm fucking going out there just willy-nilly?
I know you do.
Clearly, you feel fucking confident. She's like, yeah, I don't leave without $3,000. You know, I got to do my nails. I'm trying to support businesses. You know, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Aren't you like 5'2"?
How much do you think it costs for a girl to get her nails done? Have you ever got like
I've had
a
to
girl
pay,
like gift certificate?
I paid it before. I would say $50 all said and done.
Yes, yeah, so why would I be carrying $3,000 with me, bro?
No, I'm just saying. You're saying like you support everybody with cash.
Gotta support everybody with cash. Think about it. These people haven't had cash. They don't need to get on their check and tax.
And you got stacks of it from erotica fucking.
Pornographic.
Envelopes. How much money did you make at one of those? Like, how much money can you make at one of those things?
A lot.
Like, what, six figure?
She just
Easy.
Really?
Oh yeah. Just for photos and you know, you sell your photos, your DVDs. They just want signed stuff for me, also my books. But yeah, it's crazy.
It's that's like Comic Con, but you know,
it's like Comic Con, exactly. I know it's insane, but look.
But like, okay, but like, it. Where does it? Like, for example, like you're saying off of photos and etc. But like, if you had to like divide, like where the money's coming from, like.
For me, like, it's probably it's equal because I do like for $50, you get a book, a DVD, and a photo. So pretty much everybody in my line will get the combo, right?
Right.
And then maybe one guy or two guys will come up and be like, I want to buy all the DVDs, right? But so say $50. And then you look at your line and my line is always like crazy long. So you just do the math. Like you just look at it, it's just like $50 above every dude's head. You know And you're like doing the math as you stand there. It keeps you real motivated. You hold your pee. You don't want to take any breaks.
Do you ever meet a fan where you're like, I like this guy. Like I could hang out with this dude. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I do. I've actually made friends with a ton of fans.
Sure. And I was like, can you sign my book?
Just like
they sign my yearbook.
They come up. We talk about sports. We talk about whatever. You know, there's a guy that I met, a kid that I met in Iowa 10 years ago, let's say, okay? Him and his friends came into this club. It was BYO. So there were these cool round tables. And then in the center, they would just pour ice in it. And everybody would throw their beer cans in there, their bottles. It was really cool BYO. The Lumberyard, it's called, where real men get their wood. That's the slogan, which is amazing, right? So I meet these kids. We have a great time. They're just cool. They're having a good time. I love going to college towns because, man, if you sit down and talk to them for 15 minutes, they're just super hype, right? And there's so much life and energy there. So my last night, they came and they gave me a handwritten letter where they all wrote a little bit about what a great experience it was to meet me and how cool it was. So we all stayed in touch. Flash forward now, when I travel to different cities to do events, I hire one of those guys to go with me. They get to make some extra money. We get to hang out. We catch up. And we've become great friends. So that's kind of how the magic happens, where you get to know people and you're like, yeah, these are cool people.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with going into the strip club with your friends. Sometimes you meet some great people there.
That is true. The Lumberyard, huh? That was the Lumberyard in Iowa?
Yeah. So yeah, we're all still friends. Like, you just never know. You can't discount people just because you met. Now, if the guy's like, dripping sweat, and he's foaming at the mouth, and he talks about a particular scene, angle, and penetration, we're probably not hanging out.
Exactly. 21:25 in the movie. If you stop it, you can see.
Why did you take your ponytail out halfway through that scene? Like, guys will say that to me, and I'll be like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
They are really looking, really watching. But it's some good stuff you put out there. You got some great work out there. How can you blame a dude getting want to rewind it and watch it over and over and over again?
Yeah, but to bring up those types of comments shows you there's not a lot of other stuff going on. That's what I'm like, maybe you should
let me rip up my other questions.
I've rewatched like maybe 4 pornos in my life. And I started watching porn when I was like 6. So like, but out of things I went back to find, there's like 4 videos.
So what's your genre of choice? What's your keywords you type in when you're deciding you'd like to settle in with some content?
Like if I don't like shit that looks very overly produced. Like if I had to pick like a guy porn star whose work I like, I'd like Rocco Siffredi.
I'm going to see Rocco when I'm in Turkey. He's part of this commercial with me that I'm going to Turkey for. Yeah. So Rocco's
amazing. What are y'all doing over there?
It's called Beheadings for Peace. It's a Turkish foundation. No, I like some hard anal stuff, and then but if it's not, it's either like I go that route or it's just like a 2 girls blowing a guy and it's like amateur, you know what I mean? Because like that's my favorite thing sexually, is just getting blown by 2 women. So like it just brings back good memories, you know what I mean? So it's like
often does this happen in the life of a guy? I'm just curious, how many times in a guy's life do they get blown?
I'm older than him, so I'm sure I'd probably double whatever he had.
Well, I mean, honestly, like if you're going and headlining, you know, and you're doing a show and your fans are there, like, you know what I mean? It's pretty like there. I've had shows before where like multiple girls will come and be like, "Hi, like we'd love to suck your dick tonight."
Yeah,
and it's like different groups, and they, you know, and I used to be like a huge hoe back when I was on the road and shit. Like, you know, female comics, you don't get that same thing. But like, if you're a dude and you're like funny after a show, like it should be pretty easy to get laid if that's what you want.
Yeah, because a male's not afraid. A female's not going to bring 2 dudes back to her space. Like, that's scary shit.
Yeah.
No, but it's sometimes a little, like, scary bringing back 2 chicks, even, like, if they're fans of you. Like, because, like, sometimes, you're like, is this girl crazy? Like, I had a girl one time, like, put on my shoes to, like, look at how she'd look in the mirror, like, and she's like, I'm wearing his shoes. And I'm like, immediately in my head, I'm kind of like, all right, this seems like the start of something bad. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like weird. It's just like
if
weird.
Into it, you don't want to fuck up. You don't really want to fuck fans. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to keep a fan.
You just want to fuck people that like you. And like, that's one thing that's nice about like doing comedy is like, you don't like, cause I don't approach women. Like my big fear is like bothering women. Like I don't want to fucking walk up and like, you know, I'd be like, hey, can I fucking bother you? And you know, so to me, it's like, I like to know that you already like me, and they can be like, oh, I heard you on this thing. And I'm like, okay, great. And then we can have a normal conversation. I don't feel fucking insecure or whatever, you know, but yeah, it's that, but you don't want it at the same time to be like, okay, like this is going to be like a sequel to Misery. Like she's going to cut my fucking feet off in the hotel room, you know?
Right.
Has anything ever gotten weird? Like, have you had someone like go through your, not like the shoe thing, but like on your phone or whatever?
I don't think he has. I don't think he had
weirder than that. No. Like,
how about you?
But his fear of it is bigger than what probably happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's also just like, you look back, like, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy when you think back of like how many people like you can just have sex with after shows, just not know them, and then you just never talk again. And it's like, I don't even love casual sex that much.
But
for some reason when I'm like on the road, you know what I mean, it's like, it's either that or like fucking be alone and shit and depressed in your hotel room and like being watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh my
sometimes
god,
it's often sometimes it's awesome just to be alone in your hotel room, like thank god.
Yeah, I'm starting
to Sports Center.
I'm such a young guy, and I'm starting to get there of like, now for the first time, I'm like, I've been seeing, like, I got this main chick. It's very healthy. Things are good. Like, it looks like it could become something, but I'm not in like a rush. You know what I mean? So
is she 23 as well?
She's 25, but she's a smart girl. She's bought a Tesla. She's fucking, you know?
Okay. She a sugar mama nigga?
No. I pay for fucking everything, Sherrod. You know how feminism is.
But yeah, but you're young. Hated that you ready to settle down? But like, what are you looking for?
Wait, what'd you say, Sherrod?
You're not looking to settle down at 23, though, are you? Well, I don't know. Maybe you are.
Here's the thing, dude. Honestly, I want to have kids young because, like, I don't want to be fucking 50 and, like, my son be 3. You know what I mean? Like, I always thought by 25, maybe I'd have like my first kid, which is okay. like crazy early. But now I would ideally maybe before 28, I think I'd want to have like start having kids because like, okay. I want to be like fucking, you know, a young dad and like be able to fucking spend time with them. Like, I didn't have that as a kid. Like, I never fucking played catch with my pops. I'm like, I want to fucking break the cycle. You know what I mean? And like, actually okay. try to be like a loving father.
That's young. You want to be a loving father at 28? That's well, coming.
It's also like, but here's the thing, like being with one woman just fucking sucks dick, but that's why you should do it, is because like it's the discipline of doing that and like trying to build something bigger. You know what I mean? As opposed yeah. to like my friend
to be with one person who fucking loves you so much, has all your babies, cooks your meals, fucking kisses you on the head.
But I'm not like that. I'm not like, I'm very independent. Like, I don't, like when a chick's like, can I cook you dinner? I'm like, why? You think my fucking hands don't work? Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm retarded.
But girls are so sweet. Oh my God. To be with
I love you guys.
More deeply than anyone, second only to your mom. You think that sucks? You're not ready for children. Grow up. No,
I love you guys. But it's just like men in relationships, like we, after a year, like we're not fucking a lot. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like, on you. You know, most
that's
men,
on you. Yeah, in a year, you're not fucking up.
Dude, here's every guy I know, they like. From what I know, it's not the women in relationships that are like not trying to fuck anymore. It's like usually the women in a relationship are trying to fuck a lot, and the dude is just like tired. You know what I mean? It's like
not necessarily.
You don't think so?
Yeah, this is an excuse, and
you got your driver's license last year.
I don't have a driver's license. Look, and the point I'm saying is this. Like, I think the right decision is to be with one person. I think that's the right move, and I think it's the hard move, but I think that's the right thing to do, is build.
Well, you better pick the right one person then, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you pick the right person a few times, and you're at your
life. See, here's the thing. Men feel entitled to have a ton of sexual options. And this really changed when porn became more accessible and everything was just in their face at all times. So eventually they'll go back to the same thing they were doing before they got in this relationship, which was watching porn. They'll see what they want instead of making an effort to, like, I tell my guy friends, like, yo, surprise your girl and come home early and clean the house and have flowers out.
She's just cheating on you with your brother.
Take her on a date and stay at a hotel. Like, there's so many things you can do to rekindle and to stay in that, because sex is important and it is part of the glue that keeps you together. When so many guys are just like, I've been with her for a year, I'm just not that into it. Well, that's on you. And you should work on that, because you want to stay connected and taking care of each other's needs, you know?
But I don't think it's an entitlement thing. I think it's just men are fucking animals. And like every 6 months, we need a defibrillator in the form of some new tits.
This is how you know.
Not necessarily. Of course you can include it if you're honest with the girl.
Absolutely not. No, they don't. Let me tell you something. As someone who's a decade older than you, people outgrow that shit and they get tired of that absolute fucking horseshit. The millionth time that you, like, as someone that you don't know, asks you, how are you? Can I just keep people stop asking me how I am when they don't know me? You don't even know what that means. What do you mean, how am I? I don't want to, like, no new friends, no new guys. I'm over it. And guys get over it too. It is so exhausting. You're like, I'm ready for a kid. No, you are not. You'll be ready for a kid when you are so over new tits. You're like, give me those old titties that I love. These beloved titties I've loved for
those
years.
Those titties that stood by me and got
I'm sorry. I just don't believe that existed, man.
These titties that nursed my baby, you know.
I think the way our brains are wired is we just want to see. Like, here's the thing. I don't even want to fuck other women.
No,
I don't want to. I just occasionally want to see some new titties.
Yes.
That's it. Oh, yeah, but they do. But they do see new titties. You can be married and see new titties. That's why strip clubs
exist. That's all I want. That's why I think I'm just going to get in a relationship and just occasionally go to a strip club, see some new tits, and then go home. You know? That's all I'm saying. It's like, I just need to see.
You got it all planned out.
Horseshit conversation I've ever had. So you're telling me you can't wait for a child, but every pair of tits is your favorite tits? Get the fuck out of here.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying here's the thing. As a man, this is what it's like. You just don't get it. You guys just, it's so impossible for women to understand this, because you've never had to spend a day in a man's brain. You understand? We're thinking of a lot of complex shit.
You guys are just joking. Hard to understand. Yes, please break it down.
No. Here's all I'm saying.
Creatures, go on.
The thing that never goes away in men's brains is, like, as soon as we step outside of the house, we are fucking disabled. And what I mean by that is, like, we're just constantly looking at other women, monitoring other women, and just always like, God, that girl's gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's instinct.
It's instinct. That's our instinct. Is like, spread your cum everywhere. And it never turns off.
It don't say spread your cum. It just says, look here, look here, look here.
Listen.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. And you're just like, oh my God. Like, that's what it's like.
You are saying something that's so
But women go through that too.
Are you Catholic? Are you like a guilty person? Like this weird, like I must be disciplined and have a child, even though that's 1,000,000% not what I want. And I want all the tits and not any of the
responsibility. I also want to go on the road to have two girls come into my hotel room and suck my dick so I don't have to watch the Kardashians. Let's talk about that.
I had that arrangement one time in a relationship of like.
But here's the, if you got that arrangement in your relationship, that's good. But if you want two girls sucking your dick, usually a family is not part of that.
No, but here's the, I'm willing to give that up. I'm willing to give that up. I'm like, I think I can do that. Like I've never cheated before.
I think I can do that.
I've never cheated
before. You want
to
be tethered to another human with a child, but you think you can do it?
But I'm also very open to like not being married and just like co-parenting a kid and like, you know.
That's not what you said. You said you wanted the discipline of only fucking one person, even though you would hate it and it would be torture.
But does that mean I have to be married?
I mean, then why would you do it if you weren't married? Why even bother having the discipline?
Yeah, why act married and not be married?
Right.
Never act married and not be married, because what's the point?
Dude,
it's also a paperwork thing that a lot of people don't think of. Everybody wants to be on this new way of thought of like, oh, we're just going to co-parent. Listen, when there's an in case of emergency with your child, there is a totally different structure than a husband, wife, mother, father situation. Shit gets complicated. Rights are not the same. Who has sole custody of that child? You know, like there's a lot, you know, something bad happens and you are not able because you weren't able to get married, you're not able to step up as an actual legitimate husband slash father. You're not first in line.
But I'm not worried about my roles.
She's not your wife.
Clearly.
Like I'm not worried about my roles as a parent because I know that to me, like I know my own morals, like I come through on my end. So it's like the same thing. Like I probably wouldn't make a chick
put
sign
on a t-shirt.
No, I wouldn't. Like I think like if I was in a relationship, I'd be like, look, sign this prenup. Like if I was getting married, I'd be like, sign this prenup. But, like, I promise you this, I will do right by you. And I just will. You got to just take my word for
I've
it.
I've been married. That doesn't always stick.
That don't always hold, man. Emotions change. Situations change. But you're young, but that, no.
But also, dude, my generation, like, we're not dying to get married, man. All of our parents are divorced.
Yeah, but you
like,
want to produce a child without giving that child the structure.
If I could make a child myself, I would.
Oh, my God.
You sound like a Robin Williams movie.
I'm just Mrs. Doubtfire.
You need to give your balls and brain time to mature before you execute on any of this. You are not ready. You are only ready for getting a dick sucked by two girls in a hotel room.
No, that's not true. Yeah, because
you're not ready to get married. Let's give this whole conversation like 7 years.
Yeah, ask any married guy, like, hey, would you let two chicks suck your dick in a hotel? He's going to be like, no, I'm married.
Yeah, but ask any guy getting his dick sucked by two girls in a hotel if he wants to have kids, and like 0% of them say yes.
But why can't – that's not true, because why can't people be complex and have different emotions?
You can have both.
You are not being complex. You're being complex.
I am being complex. What I'm settling on is, okay, I should probably be with one woman and just go to a strip club every few months.
Oh, what a lucky girl. What a lucky girl.
I like how you think that's how things work out.
You should probably be with one woman. Oh, is it me?
I love that.
That's not how
emotions work. You don't be like this. I'll just be with her and then I'll go to a strip club and blah blah blah.
Here's the thing. At a certain age, isn't it making a choice? Like, you know what I mean? Like you fall in love like with your fucking first love, and it's this all-consuming toxic thing, and then you hope that everything is like that after that. Then you kind of get older and you realize, like, no, this is just a healthy relationship. I'm good with this person. Like, I could see myself being like going through problems.
But you don't
want to
fuck her. You don't want to fuck her.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't want to fuck her.
After a year, I'm not going to fuck her anymore.
That's not what I said. You guys are fucking twisting my words.
This is what you're implying. I'm just putting it.
I'm not saying I'm not going to fuck her. I'm just saying you might have to talk me into it a little bit.
I'm just putting it out there.
Has it occurred to you that you have no idea what you're talking about?
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
And you're just projecting your 23-year-old horseshit on every other man. Let me tell you something about every man. He goes outside, can't even walk because his dick is too hard.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just just saying we
they're
are
just victims of this mindset that they can't get away from. They're just trapped in their own minds. It's
I'm saying if men act on that, if men act on that, yes, that's one thing. They're making that decision. All I'm saying though is the way our brains are, we're just so fucking hardwired to just be obsessed with women and fucking fascinated with chicks walking around.
You
like,
could grow out of that.
What if you're gay?
No
man,
one grows out of that. 80-year-old guys are still jerking off on the fucking corner. Like it's you don't grow out of it.
Village. You
probably know because they're not married and don't have a vagina at home that they could be penetrated.
Marriage is not some magical thing that just changes the evolutionary brain of a human. Like that's this is the arrogance that women have. Is they really
when
think when a guy gets
changes.
Married, it's like because he grew up. It's like no,
yeah,
he
monogamy is the Western culture. So first of all, it's a Western thing.
But this
Western
is like the whole point of my podcast. Like women write in, and I explain to them like our brains just don't work the way yours do.
Oh my god, you give advice on a podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my
right.
God!
The blonde lead the blonde.
This is fake news. This is just fake news. You are
no, but you. This is the thing, like Lisa,
news.
Like you're like a you're a mature grown woman. Like you've seen life. You fucking have some perspective. But even you think that when men are married, their brains are just like I'm just a good man and I never want to look at other
it's
women
not that
again.
I think that.
No,
so
that's
I
not
know
what you're
a, I know a lot of happy couples, and I know that it takes effort on their part, and I know that they are so in love with the companionship and the friendship that they have. And they make events, like they take vacations, like they have hotel sex. Like my friends work towards having a normal sexual life, whether they're in their 30s, 40s or 50s.
But you see how much
know
work
they
have
to
do in order to like,
it
goes against instinct. Like
but
they have to do all this work.
But anything that's worth having, which is that partnership that you're working towards when you actually consider getting married, having a child for the real reasons, it's just like working hard for it is what makes it better. You have to work on your communication. It's just like working on yourself. But you giving advice to women about the mind of a man, you are just polluting the air with the fact that there's dudes, yes, that think like you. But not all dudes.
Not
don't
all.
Make other dudes look bad.
No, not all dudes
any,
think like
any
that.
Any dude plus, who only wants one woman is gay.
And plus, you got to know.
I'm
understand.
Just joking. I'm just fucking around. Like, you got to understand. I'm like kind of trolling. Like, you got to, I'm a fucking comic. Like, I'm fucking around a little bit.
And
also,
a lot of dudes don't want to deal with the headache of all that shit. It's like, yeah, you can, who just stumbles into another woman's titties or nobody? So you got to go through an effort even to make that shit work.
It's a
so
hustle.
So a lot of dudes like this, I don't got time for that shit. That was in my old days.
Yeah,
next
yeah.
You know, she wants you to cash app her $20. You're like, man, I gotta cash app this bitch.
Yeah,
no, and like, I feel it.
Like this. My dudes ain't dealing with no hustle shit like that. They're like, I'm just going home to my broad who know how to make my potato salad, nigga, and I'm good.
No, but see, like, here's the thing, Sherrod, that's all good and well. And I agree with you. And even now, like, I've had sex with a lot of people, and like, you realize, like, it's fucking, it's not, you know what I mean? It's, you kind of get over it a bit.
Wait till you start having good sex. Then we're talking.
No, but like, but here's the thing, Sherrod. Like, even if you're in a fucking, even if you're in a great fucking relationship, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a different story when you're a man and you just, you're out at night.
Be honest with
you. And a hot chick walks up to you and is like, hey, like, I want to do X and X. Like, are you down? Like, I'm in town for tonight. It's just, we're fucking bad at that because a lot of men's like ego and security is tied to our sexuality. That's why they
can be, but you can also have a woman who can be down with you.
Forever.
For sure.
You're going to be older than 23, and then someday you're going to realize that whoever's sucking your dick in the hotel room doesn't get you, doesn't care about your day.
That's the point. That's the point.
Doesn't care about you, isn't asking you about your mom, doesn't care what your hopes and dreams are. You
can't wait to do it to the next dude tomorrow.
She probably has chlamydia. She might be stealing your credit cards, like all of that shit.
Identity theft.
She's annoying. She can even go to NYU.
This is just Karen talking me into dating her.
Listen, not all people are the same, but it's about validation. And when men can continue to search out instead of looking at what they have as valuable and really working towards how grateful they are. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect though. Life's not perfect. But it's when they stop searching for that validation. That validation comes from this randomness. And they realize what a beautiful thing this is. And you know, I hope we all come out of this quarantine and this change in life with a different human respect, right? In a different way we value. Like my friends that are in relationships relationships that were married before this have told me, like, this has built us to be closer than ever because you realize how much you rely on each other when you're sharing space, both yeah. having to share the home office, maybe their yeah. places, and organizing this little schedule and like and getting out for walks. They've realized, like, I value this even more than I did before.
It made people either closer or broke them up.
Sure. But those that are searching for validation will always be looking at other girls.
I agree.
But here's the thing. I'm not searching for validation. It's just occasionally validation comes popping up. And it's like, hey, this is, I'm validation. And this is my friend security. And we would love to suck your dick. And you're like, damn, I like validation and security. I got fucking love and loyalty back home.
But you got to go babysit. Yeah, you got a baby at home, though.
Yeah, so I'm not saying I'm search for. I agree. If you're out searching for it, then yeah, you're not in the position to settle down, et cetera. I'm just.
Oh, I'm sorry. That. That's right. As soon as a man walks out of his house, this is the biggest issue that you're conflicted with. I'm sorry, I forgot that important part.
No,
every dude is like on tactical alert for women. Oh my god. Oh my god.
But we kind of are, Sherrod. Back me up like a little bit. We kind of are, bro.
I used to be, but now I'm in more control of it now, brother. When I was 23,
no, but you just have PR now. That's the difference. It's like. Yeah, quit bullshit.
I'm telling you, I used to be, but no, now like, one of my friends is married. I'm more controlled of myself now.
Yeah, one of my like closest friends is married. And here's the thing, I'm not like seeing these, like I never approach these chicks. I never say anything. I'm just like that animalistic part of your brain is just like, God, that girl's fucking gorgeous. Like that.
But you know, you're more in control when you can say no to a double blow job, nigga. And I've done that too.
Yeah, I haven't done
it too. I haven't done it yet. No, thank you.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I can see myself doing it. You know what I mean? Like, if I was in if the relationship I was in right now was exclusive, then yeah, I wouldn't cheat. Like, I would definitely say no. But it's not.
Wait a second. Who else is she banging? Do you know what any of the guys look like that she's banging? Because if it's a non-exclusive, she's banging other dudes too. I just like to bring this to men's minds to remember, you're not the only one out frolicking. She's getting it. I wonder if he's giving her better dick. Like, that's the thing. Maybe she'd go exclusive if your dick was that
good.
He
might be giving her better dick, but he's not giving her better tongue. And that I can promise you. And here's the thing.
The tongue to dick ratio.
Yeah, he might have me beat on dick, but let's talk about what really matters here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I pull my dentures out, it's fucking game time. Like, no, but with this, like, for example, this girl and every girl I've dated for the most part, like they are for them, like want to be in a relationship a little more than I do. You know what I mean? So it's like
23. See, you're like, I should have a baby to cure myself of this disease of wanting new women. When you stop.
That's not what I'm saying.
Woman, that's when you'll be ready to get married. You have it exactly backwards.
No, what I'm saying is women think that when men are in a relationship, they're like, I've grown up. But I'm saying that never goes away. One of my best friends is married. He's like him and his wife have one of the only like healthy marriages I've ever seen. They're both fucking awesome. But even he's like, dude, I should get a fucking like some recognition from her once a year for not cheating.
Honestly, Lev, do you think that girls don't feel that way either? Do you think
it's different? It comes from a different place.
I have love and respect.
It comes from a different place.
Pay attention to this or feed it any energy. Do you think girls, and here's the thing, it's even easier.
Women think the same way, man.
Because if we go out and we see someone we like, with you, you're like, I don't want to bother a girl. I don't know, I might be harassing you. I know I'm not harassing anybody. I know I can go up to anyone and it's not going to be a problem. So for me, I do actually make a concerted effort to like have respectful behavior when someone's not even watching me. It is more effort for me than it is for you.
Yeah, but here's how
step
women-
to one of those is. If you can step to anyone, Cameron, step to one of those black Israelites in Times Square and see if it's a blind date.
Yeah, you can walk home with three mixtapes taped to you. No, but
see,
here's
that's
like,
a problem or not.
I do, like, I believe that in a relationship, women are much better than men at, like, knowing the fucking value of it. And
it's individuals, man. It's individuals. Some women are awful at it. So it comes down to the individual. It's not a gender-based thing.
Listen,
like,
baby,
behavior, that's not a gender-based
Sherrod,
thing.
Sherrod, I only speak in blanket statements. Yeah, I have a sponsorship, but
I'm still over here freaking out that you're giving women advice. Like, I'm still wrapped up in this. Like, oh, my God.
She's going to be writing it next week.
I'm going to find it. I am going to write. He's telling women, like, don't feel – you should reward your guy every once a year if he doesn't.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's what someone told me. I don't agree. I might not agree with it, but I'm
you
just saying –
You might not.
Yeah, I'm just saying I might – allegedly, I might not agree with the allegation. But I'm just saying, like, that's one of my, you know, my friends who's a fucking awesome husband, has a great relationship, but he still has that impulse of like, God damn it, I'm so attracted to other women.
No, impulse is one thing, but acting on it is a whole different thing. It's like,
but I'm not saying he should have the right to act on it. There's consequences of that. Like, that's
but
what it is.
His wife is not still attracted to other men? Of course she is.
It's no,
I think she is attracted to other men, but because she's smarter than him, she's like, we have a fucking kid together.
You're delusional. The women are just like men.
Didn't you watch Desperate Housewives?
No way,
Eva Longoria hooking up with the gardener. He was 18.
I think a lot of our actions are the same as men and women. I think it just comes from different places. Like if you break down like why men and women cheat, it's for different reasons.
It can be, but it also can be different reasons for each individual. The reason you cheat and I cheat, it's going to be different reasons.
Yeah.
It ain't always just puss. It could be affection. It could be just time or somebody who understands you, somebody who don't ridicule you during the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, if you look at the statistics of why men and women cheat, they've actually like measured this. It's for very different reasons. There's a very big majority skew of why men and women cheat. So it's like we do the same behaviors. It just comes from different places.
So let me get this straight. So lesbians cheat like what? Like women cheat or like men cheat?
What do you mean?
Because you say it's a different way that men and women cheat. Like, it's men do it one way, women do it another way. So if you're a lesbian woman, do you also do it like women? Do you cheat like a man?
As a lesbian, I can tell you that when I cheat, now I've officially gained lesbian weight, but the, No, I don't know. I don't know lesbians well enough to speak on it.
But they are still women. But you said women. So you don't know women well enough to speak on it because you don't know who's who.
Sherrod, we're the only two guys on this pod, and you want to fucking come at me right now? Are you serious?
I just want you to be better. Listen, you're my nephew, motherfucker. I want you to know that you can't blame
me. We just don't want you to have a child in 2 years. That's what we're all worried about, this impending child.
All right, I'll speed it up.
No, please, no.
You're so young. I just don't think it's a great idea. It's also very expensive. Are you prepared for that?
Very expensive.
Guys, I know the girl has a Tesla, Patreon. But... I have a Patreon. All right. Put a little respect on it. Okay. You know what that is? It's fucking gold right there. That's right. You know what got that? Stimulus check. So I don't want to hear about finances and responsibility right now. Sherrod's the only one that gets me, man. I'm having a good time. Jesus Christ. I'm two glasses of wine deep. Like, let's party, you know?
So where
I love
can
your
I...
wine glass, by the way, too. It tells me you're ready for a child and a family.
I'm in the middle of a move, Sherrod. Fucking.
Where can I get involved with this podcast and potentially submit some questions? Very curious.
Just right into the Lev First Show if you have any sex or
I'm just happy
questions.
Your Mountain Dew cup is also your wine glass.
Hey, this is a keto house. No, like I'm just like have. The whole show is like, and here's the thing, the podcast I've been doing it for like 2 years, and my opinions 2 years ago are very different from my opinions today, and they're gonna be different. Yeah. They're gonna be different too. Like 2 years ago I didn't think women should be able to vote, so no, I'm just joking, but like, I'm just joking, Lisa, relax.
Oh, that's when you had me.
Yeah, I lost to him as a patriot.
Listen, that's I grew up in a home, this is not a joke, but it's funny. My dad did not believe that women should be able to vote or have a driver's license.
Wow.
And this was how I was raised.
Driver's license, I get.
You can understand the absolute intensity to me to be incredibly independent, get away from my hometown as a young. This was constant banter with my father being so against women's rights. And my dad has a stroke. He's 80 years old. He's fine. Right. No lingering damage. And when he's at the doctor's office, because my stepmom told me the story, the doctor says, you know, we have to take your driver's license from you. This is fucking my dad at 80 with the same values as he had when I was 16. He says, right. You know what? If women couldn't drive, you wouldn't be able to take my driver's license from me because I would still have to drive for my family. Right. I mean, this is.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, can you imagine that's the way he saw it?
That's the way he saw it. It wasn't like, about his stroke and keeping other people on the road safe because he could have another one. It was the fact that this still goes back to his original concept that if women couldn't drive, they would never be able to take a guy's driver's license away from him.
Yes, if these bitches wasn't on the road, he's still been on the road.
Yeah, that's so funny. They're like, we're going to have to take your license. He's like, why? Do I look like a woman to you?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I go, might as well take my penis too.
Let's just do it in one quick procedure.
Lev,
wallet biopsy.
You can only hope that your first child is a daughter and that she becomes a very successful porn star.
Well, there you go.
I got some material against that. Like but it. Fucking no. Here's the thing. I talk a lot of shit, but like at the end of the day, like I'm 20. Nobody in my generation is not a fucking equalist, and like I don't identify as a feminist because like I don't like the connotations that come with it. But like I've never been in the way of a woman trying to scare it. To me, like I don't know anybody that believes that men and women should be paid differently. You know what I mean? It's just like I've never met a human in my life that has that opinion, like all the way up to like my
grandparents, whoever signs the checks and does the payroll at most companies in America does have that opinion, because women and men are still not paid equally.
No, but yeah, but that's why when I have a daughter, like if I have a daughter and a son, they're both going to get the same talk on how to fucking ask for a raise and know your fucking worth and not be worried about coming off like an asshole or a bitch for doing so. Like my kids are going to know their fucking value no matter what they are. Like my kid, you know what I mean? That's what it comes down to, I think. It's not so much because I don't know people that are like, yeah, women should be paid less. But I do know a lot of women who have told me, like, I'm afraid to ask for a job because everybody in my office is going to think I'm a cunt or I'm ask for a raise.
Well, some industries, some genders should be paid less, just like men and porn should be paid less. I'm not coming
for you. They are paid less, by the way. That is exactly the one thing I loved about being in the industry, was that the women made all the fucking money.
Men shouldn't have to pay to do porn.
The men were just shoveling cock. Yeah. Like, it was just a grimy job, just shoveling cock. And the men had to work 5 days a week to be able to pay their bills. Women could work one day a week and pay her bills. Nothing felt better than knowing your check was double, triple, quadruple his. You would just be like,
that's the one industry. Mm. That's the one.
But see, but this is the thing. When women get, but you can hear it here. When women get power, they're going to be just as much as scumbags as we are. Like they're going to have that same thing of like, yeah, I'm making so much more than this little bitch. Like you're going to have that same level. It's going to be an overcorrection. Like if you guys fucking take over, you're going to be pieces of shit for a little while.
I'm not going to belittle, but I will ask him, like, do you want me to text you, or are you not up to like unlimited text yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, where are you at with your cellular situation?
Whenever I watch a male porn star, I honestly just kind of get sad for them.
Because they love it.
I know, but I'm like, yeah, this guy's got like, they've got this big, gorgeous cock that makes me question my own beliefs. But at the same time, like, this poor idiot is just like he's like a horse. Like, he's just being used to just push his cock in one direction.
But it's a very unique individual. That's a great ride. And it preys on a couple of things. You know, there's sex addicts that are in the business that this really satisfies that part of them, right? Then there's other guys that just love it, you know? I mean, it's not what you would think for them. And it takes a person with a level of confidence to not be able to, you know, do not fall apart in front of the male cameraman. And what happens to a new guy is they don't realize how quiet the room is going to be once you start filming, because you can't have any music on in the background. And imagine having sex in complete quiet, even at home. Most people don't do that. The TV's on, the music's on, what have you.
I used to do that at my parents' house.
In the quiet?
I had to be quiet.
Yeah, and it's hard, right? So
can't get busted,
Don't feel bad for the guys. They're still making more money in one day than they'd make it a week at another job. So remember that. I mean, they're still doing well.
Yeah, no, I'm not for them.
I would just hate to be like, my value to the workforce is that I am a cock. Like, I would just really hate that a lot. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I feel bad for them, because I'm like, I know this guy doesn't have any good opinions. You know what I mean?
How do you know that? Why are you being so judgmental? He might be college educated. What are you talking about?
I didn't know that.
I could tell by the thickness of his silver bracelet.
Oh, you're so wrong.
You are so.
I mean, some of them, they sit on set for hours before they're ready. They have to be there early, fill out paperwork, sit on set. A lot of them read. A lot of them are doing like
a lot of them can read.
No, they're doing things while they sit there, and they're actually, you know, they're doing things. They're not
like
idiots.
Lex Steele, who's a good friend. I know Lex. He's a smart dude. He's been in the industry for a long time. He actually gets paid more than your regular.
He does. I used to have to pay him more than the girls when I would pay him for my company, and I always loved it. I'd be like, "You're the only dude." Plus, I love Lex, but it's like you're paying by the inch with Lex. So you know, you just look at it by the inch, because that thing it comes out of his pants, and you're like, "Oh yeah, it's worth it." You know. Yeah. No one else can compete with that.
So where can people find your stuff, please? Where can I?
You can follow me at The Real Lisa Ann on Twitter and Instagram. My podcast is The Lisa Ann Experience. It comes out every Wednesday, Sirius XM, Pandora, Apple, and Stitcher. I am doing betting picks weekly for Bovada. I am 2-0 from last week. And it is
stressful. I got to get to a small ball, too.
Yes. And I'm on 3 days a week on Fantasy Sports Radio in the morning, 7 to 10 a.m., talking fantasy football. And this week, injuries. That's really all we've been talking about.
So many injuries. How happy you are the football's back.
So happy.
So happy. A lot of injuries this week, but it's been good stuff. I couldn't believe the Cowboys pulled up that win. Those fucking numbers.
That was a reckless game, man. I was sweating my bets on that one. Just sweating.
We might be, I'm a Cowboy fan, so this might be a different team now, because we would have never won that game in 1,000 years before this.
Well, Zeke was really made it happen as well, but adding CeeDee Lamb was the next step. But Michael Gallup needs to step up his fucking game. Man, boy.
Yeah, it's 2 games back, but it's going to work out for us. I think it's going to work out.
I think so. We got a good team.
I got to bring you on Small Ball ASAP, though. You know my sports comedy podcast on Embassy Row.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yes, I got to see you, too. You're in New York, you son of a bitch. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so let's go for a bike ride.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Levy.
What up, Sharizy?
You want to plug some pluggy plugs?
Yeah, I'm. You can listen to Lisa Ann's favorite podcast, The Lev First Show. It's on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to pods, YouTube, all that shit. At Lev Fur on social media, and I'm actually in Tampa, Florida, October 7th, doing headlining at Side Splitters, socially distanced. So
indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
I think it's indoor, but it's
that's
social
crazy.
They're fucking wide, and I said no, but then I realized they're fucking wide and loaded. They're running over there. So
all right, well, you'll be my yellow canary. If you can make it out the cave, then I'll see.
Yeah, so if you want to come to a show, come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And most of all, I love you guys. It's good to fucking see you guys. For real.
Yeah, I miss you, man. Yeah.
By the way, Tampa has the best strip club, so you might as well hit up Bonds Venus while you're down there on that doing that show, right?
I wanted to, but I think the strip clubs are closed.
So it's Florida. They're open. They're open Florida. They're open in Atlanta. Yep.
Wow.
Then I'm definitely game.
Wow, so you just risk your health and you don't give a fuck as long as titties out.
Dude, yeah, I already had COVID. I'm 23. Like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah,
I come into contact with zero people above 40 in my life. So it's like, you know, it's going to change next week when I'm on the Upper East Side. But
it says a lot about you and your parents' relationship. White daughter?
come say hi on social. Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis. Listen to Two Black Guys with Good Credit that I now co-host. Listen to Watch Nerdgasm on Compound Media. And check out our YouTube and like us and subscribe to us and leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, what a show. This has been a great episode. I missed it, you know? I really missed it.
This is
really nice. And Lev, I'm going to be stalking you now. You have a new stalker. And in about 2 years, I'm going to reach out, be like, yo, how's that thing with the kid going?
Yeah. No, you're going to meet my fucking kid. You're going to love him. You're going to be like,
that's right. She'll meet him more than you will.
You're raising my kid.
Check out Small Ball on Apple Music and Spotify. Small Ball. Yeah, sports is back, man. And a lot of things are happening. So check out all the episodes and classic episodes on there. And Race Wars, man, we in the building. Y'all had fun today?
Hell yeah. This was a great time.
This
was a great
fun.
Episode. It was
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for having
Stay
me,
Stay out of trouble.
Great to
Keep
see
your
you
distance.
All.
Lisa, I'll see you at the house.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
I love
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Love you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.